It's time for The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health. Griffin Health, empowering people, advancing care. This week we speak with Dr. Judy Gorlick, Chief of Neurosurgery at Griffin Health.
What are the common reasons for back pain?
The most common thing that causes back pain is a strain injury, which is really just an injury to the soft tissues that support your back. We call that a strain. But there are many structural problems in the spine that can cause back pain. Things like disc herniations, spinal stenosis, generalized arthritis of the spinal joints can cause back pain. Patients sometimes have deformities like scoliosis, which is a curvature of the spine, instability of the spine, which might ensue when the joints become very arthritic and they loosen, can cause back pain. And then trauma, of course, fractures that are either traumatic related to trauma or related to patients who may be older and get compression fractures from poor bone quality. And finally, and much more rarely, spinal tumors and cancers that involve the spine can cause back pain.
Dr. Judy Gorlick of Griffin Health, The Doctor Is In.
When should someone go to see a doctor, and are there certain symptoms that are related to serious issues?
If you have 1 or 2 days of back pain, we all get that, and we don't worry too much. As long as it's self-limited and you can treat it at home with heat or ice and some anti-inflammatory medications like Motrin or Advil, I think it would be fine to wait and see how that progresses. But if there's new back pain that lasts for more than 4 to 6 weeks and it doesn't seem to be responding to these over-the-counter and home remedies, then, of course, that's something that might, you know, alert you to seek some attention with your regular doctor. Any patient who has associated neurological symptoms with back pain, meaning numbness or tingling or weakness in the legs, frequent falls, any change in bladder or bowel function, certainly would be a red flag that you might want to have that checked out. Pain that refers from the back into one or both legs that lasts for any length of time is also something that you might seek care for. We call that sciatica. And then maybe pain that wakes one from sleep or is consistently worse when you're at rest versus when you're standing or walking might also be a red flag to seek some attention for it.
Dr. Judy Gorlick of Griffin Health, The Doctor Is In.
What are the types of treatments people can have for back pain?
Home remedies, things like heat or ice. Early after the onset of back pain, anti-inflammatory over-the-counter medications like your Motrin, Aleve, Advil, and similar medications, and rest. So those are sort of be the three basic tenets of early treatment of back pain. Beyond that, non-invasive treatments like physical therapy, perhaps massage therapy, treating with a chiropractor in certain circumstances are considerations. Wearing a brace to help support your back. So for patients, for example, who have perhaps careers that require them to lift repetitively or heavy loads might get some benefit from supporting their back with a brace, particularly when the back is starting to hurt. Medications that are prescription medications, so things like muscle relaxers, steroid medications, and pain medications are a consideration. And then in terms of the invasive things we can do to try to treat somebody's pain, if those measures are not effective, there are injections to the spine that sometimes can be very helpful. And ultimately, of course, depending on what a workup for the pain shows, in some circumstances, surgery might be an option.
Is there somewhere people can go if they want to learn more about spine surgeries or spine care at Griffin?
We would love for prospective patients to check out Griffin's website, which is griffinhealth.org/spine.
And that's today's The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health. Thank you to Dr. Judy Gorlick. Griffin Health, empowering people, advancing care. Join us every Monday at 4:50 p.m. to hear The Doctor Is In, presented by Griffin Health.